When it comes to campaign money, there's one industry Mitt Romney can count on: finance. People at securities and investment firms have contributed more than $16 million to the pro-Romney super PAC, Restore Our Future. And some of the largest single checks have come from hedge fund managers. For the latest in our series on million-dollar donors, NPR's Tamara Keith has this profile of Paul Singer.
As of December 31st, Paul Singer's Elliott Management had $19.2 billion in assets, making it one of the nation's largest hedge funds. It's also quite successful, says Michelle Solarier, who recently wrote a profile of Singer in Fortune magazine. She says over Elliott's 35-year history, it has averaged 14% annual returns.
14% is more than double what the S&P has done during that time. So, you know, Elliott is highly regarded in the investment community.
The firm makes its money through a variety of investments, but it is best known for investing in distressed or bankrupt companies and distressed countries. This is sometimes called vulture investing. Elliott Management is a large holder of Lehman Brothers claims and was involved in the bankruptcies of Chrysler and Delphi. Solarier says Elliott has a reputation for aggressively pursuing payment.
Their strategies are so fearsome, and they're being copied by other people, too, because people are studying their legal tactics because they've had such an influence.
Beyond his hedge fund, Paul Singer has long been an influential GOP money man, making substantial campaign contributions and bringing other donors along with him. He's joked that in some circles he's known as a fundraising terrorist because of his persistence. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was Singer's first choice, but when Christie opted not to run, Singer threw his money and his Rolodex behind Romney. In a note to his network of donors last October, Singer said that he was supporting Romney because of his policy agenda and, of supreme importance in his words, because he believed Romney could defeat President Obama. Singer wouldn't agree to an interview for this story, and in fact rarely does interviews. One area we know he and the candidate have some agreement is the Dodd-Frank Wall Street reform law. Romney wants to repeal it. Let's just say Singer isn't a fan either.
It's absurd. It's stupid.
This is Singer during a panel discussion last year sponsored by the Federalist Society. He's talking about the provision of the law that aims to end the phenomena of too-big-to-fail firms by creating a new way to wind down companies deemed systemically important. He says the law actually preserves too big to fail rather than ending it and could make the whole financial system even less stable.
We'll only know the first time it's used, but we feel very, very pessimistic about the cascading effect of the use of Dodd-Frank and the fear of Dodd-Frank.
But this is by no means the only issue driving his support for Romney, or even the most significant. Above all, Singer is a Republican who wants to see a Republican in the White House. While Singer has long been active in GOP politics, he has also been deeply involved in another cause: gay marriage. His son and son-in-law were married in Massachusetts in 2009. And over the course of many years, Singer has given more than $8.5 million to the cause. In this video posted on the gay news blog Toll Road, he's speaking at a 2010 fundraiser.
I believe a generation from now, gay marriage will be seen as a profoundly traditionalizing act. It will have channeled love into the most powerful social institution on earth, marriage itself.
He is a real force in the fight for full equality in this country.
Chad Griffin is board president at the American Foundation for Equal Rights and a political strategist. Griffin says Singer supports gay marriage not in spite of being a Republican, but because he is a Republican. Griffin says Singer approaches the issue from a libertarian point of view, and having him on board is a huge help to the cause.
Having Paul, who is one of the largest donors and a prominent Republican, articulating the views of marriage equality and why that party and those candidates should support this issue is something that's absolutely necessary. And Paul gives us a seat at that table.
Griffin says Singer was instrumental in building Republican support for the New York State gay marriage law. And then he went out and raised more than $1 million for the re-election campaigns of the Republicans who supported it. Mitt Romney has long opposed gay marriage, as have countless other candidates Singer has supported over the years. But Griffin says he has no doubt Paul Singer makes his views on marriage equality known to any and all candidates he supports. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
And to learn more about our series on $1 Million Donors, visit npr.org.